My friend, if you will understand my fortunes, what they are. I once had cattle, house, and land, but now I am never the near. My father left a good estate, as I may tell to thee. I cozened was of all I had, like a great booby. I went to school with a good intent, and for to learn my book. And all the day I went to play in it, I never did look. Full 7 years, or very nigh, as I may tell to thee, I could hardly say my criss-cross roll like a great booby. My father then in all the haste did set me to the plough, and for to lash the horse about, indeed I knew not how. My father took his whip in hand and soundly lashed me. He called me fool and country clown like a great booby. But I did from my father run, for I will plough no more, because he had so slashed me and made my side so sore. But I will go to London town some fashions for to see. When I came there, they called me clown and great booby. But as I went along the street, I carried my hat in my hand, and to every one that I did meet, I bravely bust my hand. Some did laugh, and some did scoff, and some did mock at me, and some did say I was a woodcock and a great booby. Then I did walk in haste to Paul's the steeple for to view, because I heard some people say it should be builded new. Then I got up unto the top the city for to see. It was so high it made me cry like a great booby. From thence I went to Westminster and for to see the tombs. Oh, said I, what a house is here with an infinite sight of rooms. Sweetly the abbey bells did ring, it was a fine sight to see. Methought I was going to heaven in a string like a great booby. But as I went along the street the most part of the day, many gallants I did meet, me thought they were very gay. I blew my nose and pissed my hose, some people did me see. They said I was a beastly fool and a great booby. Next day I threw pie corner past the roast meat on the stall. Invited me to take a task, my money was but small. The meat I picked, the cook me kicked, as I may tell to thee. He beat me sore and made me roar like a great booby. As I through Smithfield lately walked, a gallant lass I met. Familiarly with me she talked, which I cannot forget. She proffered me a pint of wine, methought she was a wondrous free. To the tavern then I went with her like a great booby. She told me we were near of kin and called for wine good store. Before the reckoning was brought in, my cousin proved a whore. My purse she picked and went away, my cousin cozened me. The vintner kicked me out of door like a great booby. At the exchange when I came there, I saw most gallant things. I thought the pictures living were of all our English kings. I doffed my hat and made a leg and kneeled on my knee. The people laughed and called me fool and a great booby. To Paris Garden then I went, where there is great resort. My pleasure was my punishment, I did not like the sport. The garden bull with his stone horns on high then tossed me. I did bewray myself with fear like a great booby. The bear herd went to save me, then the people flocked about. I told the bear garden men my guts were almost out. They said I stunk most grievously, no man would pity me. They called me witless, fool, and ass, and a great booby. Then o'er the water I did pass, as you shall understand. I dropped into the Thames, alas, before I came to land. The waterman did help me out, and thus did say to me, 'Tis not thy fortune to be drowned like a great booby. But I have learned so much wit shall shorten all my cares, if I can but a license get to play before the bears. 'Twould be a gallant place indeed, as I may tell to thee, Then who dares call me fool or ass or great booby?